This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
It's another crazy night in the world on this Tuesday. Blues Day Tuesday. May this day forever be known as Blues Day Tuesday. Because the blues are coming at you from out of the ether. Or aether. Badges are shiny. Or perhaps the cosmic foam is bubbling your way. We don't know. How are you feeling tonight? We have open lines tonight. Oh, it's an open line night. I like to say lines like that because it's an open line. It's 406-545-4496. If you're just tuning in for the first time, we are an eclectic group of thinkers and philosophers put together by the powers that be. Somehow a mishmash, a hodgepodge of everything you would ever think, but you weren't afraid to admit you thought that.
So right on, yes. Intel Scanner, Tuesday night. I agree with everything you said right there.
Excellent. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And first thing I want to talk about, I think, is net neutrality. I just want to say them two words together, net neutrality, even though they don't really make sense to anybody else either. What does this mean? What does this mean, neutrality?
It means that companies can pay a premium price for a higher bandwidth of speed.
It means peasants get fucked in the ass.
Yeah, so...
Again,
it's kind of like... it's. Let's see here. It's kind of... Like old school fucking... cable where, you know, you pay, you know, the $25 for the cheap shit and then you pay $35 for the better
and
shit.
No, I'm sorry, but no.
Well,
no one has a leg to stand on for this thing. Barack Obama has a 330-page executive order ready to go down the pipes, and they're keeping it secret. No one knows. You don't know. I don't know. No one knows. That's why you don't know what net neutrality is. Everyone is saying all these things about it. Ooh, it's so that the bandwidth doesn't get all ate up by... what the fuck's that place?
I'm going to look it up.
Netflix, yes. Why? I mean, so that's been the big argument that I've read about 100 times so far in the media.
Yeah, you have to start
Netflix is doing all this and blah, blah, blah. Okay, listen, number one, you're paying $8 a month for Netflix. And if it has to buffer out every now and then, are you really bitching that much about it?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's start there.
Yeah,
okay.
Fuck that
really,
shit.
You guys are fucking killing me here.
I hate commercials. I'm going to hate... Dude... do you recall the days of early fucking...
Totally. I used to have to get up and change the channel. Okay, I'm that old.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
I remember we had a cord on our VCR.
I used to have to tune in channels, man. I had to tune in.
The remote had a long 10-foot cord.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. Awesome.
Yeah, the remote just meant you didn't have to get up, but it was still wired.
Yes.
Well, before the wireless remote.
That was a great technology.
Dude, net neutrality is a really big deal, and it's...
Yes.
I mean...
frightening.
Yeah. Jim can hit the meaning of the law, because I believe it's quite simple in the way it's put, in the way it's said, and I think he knocked it out of the park. It's entirely about bandwidth and who's allowed to use it. And the contention really comes back to, what does this mean? What is the implications of net neutrality mean for small guys and for big guys? And that's where, you know, NBOM went to immediately. And was that you just... the implied meaning of net neutrality is the little guy's getting fucked. But that's not precisely the full implication, I don't think. I mean, yeah, little guy's going to get fucked in almost any moving of the shuffling of powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
But what this really implies, I think, is how new information is going to get spread, and it's going to be the redacting of certain Wikipedia pages, and it's going to be implying a censorship and a level of censorship that is entirely unnecessary.
It's the Ministry of Truth. that's coming.
There you go. See, now it's not about bandwidth. It's not about,
of course not,
even money. It's not about any of these
things
that
they're
trying to say. Yes. No, it's about control of what everyone gets to see. It's about political views being stifled and certain other views being more available for everyone to see, for lack of a better way to put that.
I mean, so in other words, we'll be done. Intel scanner.
Absolutely. And done. People like Rush Limbaugh. What about Rush Limbaugh? Is he going to be able to still talk? Or Alex Jones? What about, you know, Sean Hannity and these all these other guys doing crazy, saying, are they, they're getting their talking points, I think, from the CIA mostly anyway.
Yeah, if you're a corporate, you know, if you work for them.
Or whoever they're getting their talking points from, the government, that the powers that shouldn't be.
Good name for a record, bro.
And so when they get to say that your views can't be put out on the internet because they are contrary to what they would like to be,
they are not politically correct. And politically correct comes from Joseph Stalin. And if you believed in what the state said, then you were politically correct. If you did not agree with it, then you were politically incorrect. And that's just what it comes back for. Oh, you are politically incorrect. You are not. You don't follow the state doctrine. Exactly.
On that issue, I want to bring up the new Jon Stewart movie called, I wish we had a laptop in front of us, Whitewater or Whitefish or something to that effect.
Fish, water, white?
Something. Anyway.
I don't know.
It's about the Iranian journalist who was imprisoned and tortured for having been interviewed on Jon Stewart's program on The Daily Show. And they used that footage against him in his torturing process, saying that he was not only a spy for the Western scum or the, what is it? What do the Iranians call him? The Great Satan. That's what it is. He was either a spy for the Great Satan.
Oh, lots of people call America that.
Yeah.
All sorts of different languages.
Yeah, you gotta get it right, though, when you're quoting them.
Yeah.
And so they claim that this guy is a spy for the Great Satan, and they torture him for 170 some odd days. It's crazy. That's real.
Why would he have gone back to Iran after he appeared on Jon Stewart's show?
He had like a pregnant old lady, and they set the whole thing up.
I'd have been hanging out here. I'd have been like, nope, I want asylum.
He really thought that Iran wasn't going to go there on him. He thought that he had a constitution to protect him, and he thought he had rights. And it turned out that he was a bitch and had a big fucking boot stuck in his ass for 170 days until he just signed and confessed and did everything they told him to do, and he bitched out, and then they cut him loose.
Who wouldn't? Almost under that type
circumstance. So in the movie, they go through the fact that his father was imprisoned by the Shah, and how he never talked, and he had a boot in his ass for 400 days, and how he never talked once to the Shah after being interrogated and tortured every day, and his son broke in. Yeah, like 90 days.
You talk about constitution. That's constitution, my friends. Not a piece of paper that says...
Indeed, sir. Anything. Indeed!
Well, imagine this in however Iranian sounds. You went on the Jew media and talked about Jew things to Jews, and Jews this and Jews that. Jon Stewart's a Jew? Now you're done, bitch!
Wow.
Something like that.
So that one did not go well for him.
So I think the net neutrality really comes back to that. It really comes back to controlling your message in the least visible way possible.
Thanks, net neutrality. Thanks to net neutrality, you'll have an equal opportunity to watch beheadings and people burning from ISIS as you have to watch Fox News.
Man, they're doing that in Southern California. Come on, man. That's fucking nonsense. Have you seen the video where they're
green screens,
where they're marching them by the water and
there's 8-foot giants next to these 4-foot-2 Christians? Ridiculous. What is that?
Yeah,
I know. I saw that.
It's getting ridiculous.
Yes. It's meant to divide people, though. I would like to say that. It's meant to say some people are going to go, that's real, and oh my God, we need to be mad about this. And then the other people are going to go, that is so fake, and why are you buying into this crap?
It's dividing everybody.
Give me a break.
It's awesome.
Well, here's what net neutrality would do is give the FCC some reign over the internet.
Some.
Now, here's what people in favor of the net neutrality regulation would actually argue what you've been arguing, that without it, companies would be allowed to censor organizations and essentially extort them for payment for to get their word out and to run their services. Now, I'm on the view that whether it's needed or not, it's too early to tell. And the moment that big ISP companies start...
the mafia ISP companies?
Start trying to charge for... You know, if they decide to start charging small businesses more because they don't like their message or something about them, we would see the market respond and we would see more ISPs pop up and more, you know, ones that could compete because they offer an open platform. And so I think the legislation is just too soon.
It's going to come down to who can pay more. And every little average Joe can't pay more.
And here's the thing, you know, Netflix did reach a deal with Comcast. They are paying them more.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, people are all up in arms about this. These are two big organizations that made an agreement. It really doesn't affect us at all. It totally affects us. The fact is Netflix can pay for it, and they are willing to.
No, they can, and they are. And so is...
None of that makes it right, so dude. It's like News. Fracking no. under somebody's house.
Consider
dude.
Netflix is makes up a bulk of the traffic on the internet. And, you know, if they... The fact that they agree to pay this fee to help keep that going only serves both of them and their customers. And the moment this ISP were to try to do it to smaller businesses that aren't using near as much... Well, yeah, then you'd see people rightly upset.
No, I'm upset now, sir. I think you're trying to take my rightness of upsetitude away. And
yes. Yes,
and,
sir.
And I believe that that is unfair in and of itself. Like, we have a right, again, with this interstate traffic thing, dude. You cannot say that we invented train tracks, and so we are going to allow Netflix to run their train cars for free, but common people still have to pay.
What we allow is each train operator. We only have a few. What BNSF?
Oh, and, weird. And,
yeah, no, they actually own the fucking tracks. Monopoly. Like, it's not common. It's not the country's tracks. If you wanted to put a car on their tracks and just move some goods, you couldn't do it.
Well, yeah, that's how the Rockefellers took over. Was
and that's
first oil refineries,
brilliant and business
railroads
plan.
Were a second. How they did it?
No, it's very. That thing works. That plan it's they come up with to do that
monopolization
shit works so good.
Well, yes. And so,
there were laws put into place to keep that shit from going on again. Remember those?
Well, yeah, but the internet was built to beat that system, and it really did, and it has all the way up until like my googling of shit this afternoon. But I fear for the future is my point. They're going to try to take that away from us.
They absolutely want to take the internet. They want
who's they.
They would.
Not whoever only, is the one writing the government, bullshit in these textbooks for kids.
Well, they are the ones that understand to make the most of it.
Because I'm having trouble finding where you guys are. If you're in favor of the government being involved, or
I'm
you're
not.
In favor of corporations doing it the way they
the
have been.
The difference between the government and the corporations? Thing. Are you kidding? You are kidding.
We
That's
should
funny.
Have
he made our it funny.
You made it funny.
First joke the professor ever made on the show.
He thought we didn't live in fascism.
You
funny.
Thought that they were different. It's the government, tough. The corporations aren't the same.
So we're not talking about anything then.
Well, no, actually, the government.
Sort of.
No, I'm talking about the available resources of the fucking military.
This fighting over the internet, look at it like this. It's like the tobacco lawsuits. You have the government, one side of the government, suing another part of the government to make a bunch of money. And it's like the winner is government. This is the same thing. You have one side of the government fighting the other side of the government, and they're going to meet in the middle, and government wins.
If you're going to say both sides are the same, then we can't have a debate.
Those aren't really the both two sides, though. Those are the two contrived sides by them. It's called controlled opposition.
Well, as it currently is, according to your argument, the government already regulates the internet. So why are we talking about net neutrality?
Why do they need to regulate it more, though? That's all they're trying to do. They're creating a smokescreen so they can regulate the internet more, is what it is.
Here's a question. How hard is it to start your own ISP.
Impossible.
Not difficult at all.
Oh, two different sides of
the coin. In fact, I've been involved in one here in Billings.
All right, nice. See? All right.
So not impossible.
To get a mainline connection.
NDAA, not difficult.
And then buy up the tower lines to people's homes.
In fact, it's wireless, and it has connections to 8 major providers.
Oh, check them out online. The business is...
look up Denson Technologies. I'm not involved anymore. This is a spinoff of the partnership we were involved in.
Like Fraser Ice Cheers.
Good friend of mine, Daniel Denson. He's offering wireless service in Lockwood and other areas at the moment, serving areas that Charter can't service or won't, and it offers higher speed than Charter and a much more reliable connection.
Wow.
Through a wireless area... What is it, a terrestrial point that he has a downline through Charter to get onto the main line?
Not through Charter, no. He's...
And that's Denson Technologies?
I won't name the facility he's using, but they're connected to 8 backbones.
They're connected to 8 backbones, and they're the ones providing a secondary service, and that's my point. Like, it's not actually your buddy. It's your buddy who's calling the people who are actually connected, and they're the ones, and so it's an applied science.
Well, they are a data center. They're not in the ISP business themselves. So they're connected to all the Tier 2 providers directly.
Exactly. And regionally, Billings is like the great spot for that because the backbone does run through here. But the same point is, it doesn't make it viably, functionally... A person couldn't just call them and say, hey, me and 25 of my buddies want to... get our own line to the internet and go around Charter. What's that going to cost us? They're going to be like, that'll cost you $250,000 a month.
Well, yeah, anymore, you know, running a wire really isn't the best way to do it. And wireless covers quite a lot of area, and it's pretty economical. But the moment that a company were like, if Charter were to start blacklisting businesses or extorting them for major fees just to be on the internet, then we would see even more competition and possibly municipal wireless spring up.
See, this is where the future of that would go if the government took over the internet.
And I'm okay with local government being involved in the ISP business.
But the feds, the global elite, really?
Not at all, no.
Look at, how...
What I prefer over government than corporation is that the people in and of themselves, the commoners, have some sort of built-in functional, I can requisition information from a government right built into it. I mean, not in all monarchy governments, but at least in the American government, you have a right to requisition information that has been gathered by the government as a commoner, but you just... can't walk into a McDonald's and be like, give me your sales figures, you know? And so that's why having the government run anything over a corporation is always better, because at some point those sales figures will become public information, and McDonald's will never publish their individual sales results by region.
Government has a buffer against that, just like corporations. They will call it national security.
Government's just a,
and not it a rubber stamp for corporate interest.
Right, but we can go back and we can go through Roman government files, and this is how we can prove shit like Jesus is a falsity, because governments take such good fucking records, and we the people can issue results from government censuses from 2,000 years ago and get good data, because it's the government we put in charge and not a fucking corporation.
Questionable data.
But it's still data. It's still something. It's still better than nothing. And you don't have any Rothschild's data from 2,000 years ago. They were doing business and they owned McDonald's and restaurants and rice factories all over the fucking Europe for thousands of years.
No.
And
Rothschilds did.
No, Rothschilds, actually, I've only been around
that
since...
That would segue 16, actually into the topic tonight.
78, you know.
Thank you.
The Rothschilds are not that old. They just started the banking
system. The first
system.
Book on the history of the Rothschilds came out during the French Revolution.
No. No.
They talked about hundreds
he
of years.
He adopted a name when he was young, but it was Marion or something.
It was a different name before Rothschild. Like it was a different name.
So you're entirely invalidating Rothschildedness and all of the history books that have been written about them for the last 500 years?
The original one that...
Could the people with enough money skew the information that was getting put out?
The original one that started...
It's a real 500-year-old book.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Allegedly.
Written with purpose back then, even.
Yeah. No.
According to the government.
According to the government. Allegedly according to the government.
No.
How can you guys even agree on what your words mean?
No.
I mean, why could you not have, like, contrived arguments about, like, oh, your fucking words there don't make any sense.
Your mom's a corporation.
The government speaks in English. You guys are talking government-approved language. So all the words that you use that come out of your mouth in the first place
like
have already been censored, and
you don't actually
fucking have the language
true. That has a lot of truth to
what's
it.
Going on around you
Thank
at all.
Thank you. And so, that's very so much
we're all just government mouthpieces.
Would you not look at the language 100 years ago, the Shakespearean prose that people spoke every day in? Yes, sir. Thank you. Hello. How do you do? I'd very much like to indeed. That stuff ain't said in everyday
proper discourse, I think, is what you're looking for.
And not in this day and age. There's no proper discourse. No. And so, yes, the government has dumbed down the language. Yes, sir. It is a real thing.
And so
you just said it.
So I believe we have to find consensus as we define words and move through this argument. Like the professor says, if you continually change your position and don't have parameters and values and can't find real places and things to argue about that have meaning, then we're just going to continue to go around and around forever and never come to any sensible understanding.
Right, that sounds exactly like net neutrality. Exactly. We're never going to come to any understanding on that.
There really isn't an understanding.
There isn't. It's either leave it free for the people to do what they want, Silk Road, order cocaine on the internet, or get busted and sent to prison for changing your Facebook status. I don't like what this politician said.
Here's something to look forward to. If the internet does grow dark and censored, we still have the option of mesh networking, and that is the idea of everybody using their own radios and communicating basically neighbor to neighbor, and it builds up a whole network on its own. So pretty much everybody's got a Wi-Fi hotspot in their house and everything.
I posted a thing to your site the other day talking about some shit like that, that's going to be the thing.
And that's a completely decentralized system.
Yes. And that may be the way it should go. I would bet dollars to donuts they will squash that before it becomes a thing, actually. We're hearing about the promise of maybe being able to do that right now. Like, an article was posted that I read and shared with some friends, and it was about that exact thing.
Well, they'd have to they'd essentially have to pull back the wireless spectrum that we're using, which they could. It's under the FCC control. They could say, 2.5 gigahertz, that's not free to use anymore. And
mm-hmm. How much control do you want over the internet? Do you want to be able to order hookers and cocaine from the internet safely without getting in any trouble?
I want people to have the option.
And be able to say, I think that the president should be assassinated.
I want
to
order
Should you be able to say what you want? I don't have to agree with what you say, but I will defend your right to say it to
defend
the death.
Defend the trolls, right?
To the death, yeah, absolutely.
I love being a troll.
Absolutely, because any debate topic should be able to be brought upon the table. Nothing should be so sacrosanct, so taboo, so... We can't talk about we just killed all the druids because no magic is going on anymore.
Well, you know we can't do that. Happens now, but...
Yeah, but it happens.
On
I mean,
TV,
it's not a fiction. We don't use King Arthur's story as a fictional story for a lot of fucking reasons. Because governmentally, the way we deal with... The way that the lords should treat commoners, that all really comes back to the King Arthur story and the fact that you just don't tell people that magic exists. You just don't fucking bring it up. And if anybody brings it up, we're going to tell them they're fucking stupid.
The internet is the magic of the day, my friend. And everyone knows now.
But my point is that the internet, Wikipedia versus your high school textbook is what's really at stake right now. We have young people right now who are learning shit in textbooks that is outright false. And it's bullshit. And regionally,
Common Core, is that what...
Well, not. I meant Native American wars, man.
Yeah,
and like in
Thanksgiving,
particularly in this region, but all across America, our relationship with Native Americans, the treaties that are broken all the way up and until the 1970s, it's fucking wrong. And whoever's outwardly breaking the treaties with Native Americans and still causing outwardly looking to finish the genocide. Is real, and it's really in our textbooks that we're teaching young people, and Wikipedia is helping to fight that, and it's stemming the tide of what is and isn't true, man. Anyway, my point is that it's fucking super important that people get not only the truth, but there's a reason why they said you can't translate the Bible, and you shouldn't add anything to the New Testament. It means what it fucking means the way we wrote it. And every time you take the words and translate them, or it means something else, you take one side over another and push a meaning to a certain end.
The Bible has been translated into Klingon.
Yeah, and that's heretical. And that's... You know, heretics. And that's the fucking
heretics.
Point.
Should they be burned at the stake?
No, you're the one who just said I'm going to fight for heretics' right
absolutely.
To speak.
Yes,
but my contention is it doesn't make them right, and we need to at least have some sort of fucking consensus on what's
it
right.
It doesn't make it right if
a consensus 1% on what's right and wrong.
So we could take a consensus.
Yeah, that's what issues are. That's what right. taking issue means. It's
fuck,
like,
hold up, wait. We need to go around the room and ask everyone. If you think it's okay to put cigarettes out on babies because they're crying. And everyone in the room would say...
How long have they been crying?
No, you can't well, put cigarettes it, out on babies.
If it makes them stop
I mean,
crying.
Do I got to work the next day? I mean, if we look at what's
all right.
going on here.
So now we need to do a study on if cigarettes on babies makes them stop crying. And if 7 out of 10 babies stop crying...
Does
when
duct
you
tape over the mouth on babies?
But that's just... I mean, you just proved my point. You're the one who said you wanted to use the internet to break the law.
Things,
you wanted
man.
To buy cocaine and hookers on the internet. And that's
yes.
what you were going to use
law.
It for.
And I want
and
I want cocaine
laws,
and hookers to be legal though.
But to the same point yeah. is and N-Bomb wants burning cigarettes down on his babies to be legal. And it's equally as illegal. And now you have a fucking moral issue here, and that's where we need to find consensus.
Buying I don't have hookers a moral issue. You have a moral issue.
I don't.
Buying hookers
you took,
is not illegal.
Somebody took the moral issue. I believe it's fucking F-Bomb over here. Who's saying that it's not okay to put cigarettes on babies, but it is okay to fucking put cigarettes on hookers? And
absolutely.
So,
that's what,
and
babies still have a soul.
And so,
yeah, you can't put cigarettes out on a creature that has a soul. Absolutely.
And so now we have like this age of consent. Where, like, no, she consented to me putting the cigarette down on her. She's a hooker, and although I did have sex with her and put cigarettes down on her and pay her for that time, she did it because she wanted to.
She agreed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
She nobody forced her to fucking be there.
No.
She showed up.
I bought her. She's my fucking slave. All right,
so we're a little off topic tonight. It's if you're tuning, if you're just tuning in, 406-545-4496, option 1. You have to choose option 1. Give a call. We're talking about net neutrality and what is all that? No one knows.
And put cigarettes
what
on.
What all
baby.
You was saying has no meaning because what really is going to be implemented is still being kept secret. 330 pages of net neutrality.
Yeah, but it's a secret.
Quote, unquote.
It's a secret for a fucking good reason because
is
because
it?
The professor's buddy, if he
so
knew
say,
what frequencies I mean, that were going to be legal and we're going to be able to use, he could start building the technology today and have a technology ready to deploy the day that the fucking president puts a pen to paper instead of allowing for common people
the
to meet their own needs.
Even. So, all right, I'm going to take a break for one moment to say, here's a shout out to my daughter, Jenna. Love you. I have a brand new granddaughter. And here's a shout out to her sister. Ow! Thank you. All right. Yeah. And Ray Ray Tic Tac and Shoo Shoo up in the D. What up? And also, so now these new presidential candidates, by the time this net neutrality thing really comes into play, it's going to be the next president. Who do you think might be? There's several candidates. And I mean,
Elizabeth
Cruz,
Warren for president.
Clearly, Hillary Clinton is going to be one of the runners. But I would say Brad Pitt is the one that should be.
He's a fucking Frenchie, dude. He lives in Paris. He hates America as much as ISIS does.
Born here.
Good. That'll make him a great president then.
Yeah, he was from like Kansas. He's a country boy,
he's
right?
He's a fucking Nick from the sticks.
Oh, that's the story. I mean, he's probably crazy.
I think he was raised in the same factory that Barack Obama was.
He was seen on the streets during the protest rally where all the French people came out in the streets in Paris.
So was Tupac.
Yeah.
Elvis was there too.
You're damn right, because they live in Paris because they fucking hate America.
That's where they all live now. That's awesome. So president candidates for the next election
are Kennedy.
Who gives a fuck anyway?
Kennedy's still alive.
So Hillary Clinton, she's going to be one of them. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, who?
Ted Cruz, dude, he could be president. He's stupid enough. He's like got that whole George Bush thing down pat.
Yeah. I'm stupid enough to be controlled.
He's from Texas.
Yeah, I'm dumb enough to do what I'm told. Yeah, Ted Cruz is amazingly, brilliantly fucking stupid. Like he could really be president. Like, there's not another guy that even has. Who's the other guy we talked about from Florida? Rubio.
Yeah.
He's too fucking smart. He won't be president because he'll be like, wait, you want me to genocide fucking Cubans? You know I'm Cuban, right? I'm not going to genocide the fucking Cubans.
The corporation would slide him some cash and be like, Cuba Schmuba. What's a fucking...
Cuba Schmuba.
Right, like, Barack Obama put black people back in chains.
They'd be like, who are you, Kennedy? Because the bad pigs.
Because...
So, yeah, I don't think they would give the job to Rubio until they beat him a few more times. Like, he hasn't lost his will to live yet. You see him on TV, and he's all full of piss and vinegar, and he's reasonable when people get down to brass tacks, and they're like, what would you do if you were put in this situation? He's like, I'd fucking capitulate.
Just we need, you know who's going to be the next president of the United States? We know it's going to be a male, and it's going to be on the conservative ticket. It's going to be the first one of them that breaks down and cries and has that big feminine moment. That's the president we need in the United States of crybabies today.
They're going to find some nobody from out the blue
to cry.
That you ain't even ever heard of,
though. That's going to be his thing. But it's going to be really emotional and sensitive.
It's going to be a woman.
I'm thinking like probably a gay man.
They want a woman
so bad. You can't go from a Negro to a woman, all right? I quit, all right?
Bullshit.
You can go from a Negro to a gay, rich Christian man? You definitely could. Holy shit.
So many people would quit, dude.
I think so.
Mexico's not that fucking bad. It's not Negro president, woman president bad.
Because a woman president, eesh. I mean, they pushed it with the black president, but gay right. Mexican. Well, gay.
They just got started with the black president.
No, look at
we all know Barack Obama's gay, so we have the first, quote unquote, gay black president. Well, so now we just
gay and
white,
Muslim, right?
Gay Muslim, black, yeah. Blackish. I mean, his mom's white.
I'll give him credit because he's half white, like a quarter white. He's only
genetically,
like a
he's more
white.
White than black, right? Because your mom, you hold more DNA from your mom than your dad. So he's
I was in there too.
He's like 1/5 black. He's nothing.
I fucked his mom.
Well, and gay and Muslim. It's frightening.
Well, this
is related
quickly. I mean,
what are we talking about? Net neutrality?
What are we talking about?
Putting cigarettes down on hookers.
We moved on from net neutrality. To cigarettes on babies, to presidential candidates.
Obama's mama.
To, well, now what?
To Obama mama.
Obama mama. I did her.
Ted Cruz has got bot hookers on the internet.
Inside.
Shall we move to the topic du jour?
The topic?
Yeah, I guess we can get to it.
Of the day. And that would be the Knights Templar. Who started all this fucking madness way back in the day?
Can we make a quick Wikipedia verification here? Because we've found through Wikipediaing that the first Rothschild known bank was built in 1690.
Yeah, somewhere there.
Okay, but
that sounds right.
But I would contend that those banks are entirely handed from hand to hand from these Knights Templar banks.
And from I, then.
And
which
I would say
started
that,
in yes, 1307, the Knights Templar.
And actually, no, the so I got the timeline. Can I
thought
do
they
it?
Started it in 1009.
Oh, you have yeah. notes also. You may do the notes. Go ahead, my friend. I have notes too.
Let's do a quick breakdown here. Who are the Knights Templar in brief? Okay, brief.
Brief.
In Latin, it's paupers, commonalities, Christi, Templique, Solomonici. And I could say that better, but it translates in English to poor fellow soldiers of Christ and the Temple of Solomon. The Knights Templar are a religious order that came into being from when the Crusaders took the Jerusalem in 1099. The order formed in 1118 and officially became the Knights Templar in 1119. They were endorsed by the church, that is the Catholic Church, in 1129. And 1129 to 1307 is when they build their empire as the banking clan. They are arrested in 1307 in France on order of the King of France. The Pope decrees the...
Weren't they cousins? Weren't the King and the Pope cousins at the time?
The Pope and the King of France are related, but it's in that royal kind
so
of a way.
So you're contending
and
that
so,
they were founded in the early 1100s.
1118 is when the order was founded. When the order was founded. 1129 is when they were endorsed by the Catholic Church.
Right, so they had roots prior to that, too, connected to the Cathars.
Oh, these guys! Yes. These guys are already.
They were like, already established.
Established as the best swordsmen.
All right,
in
I just wanted to make sure that and, we went on that.
And
way.
So they, as the established best swordsmen in the world,
but also,
upon conquering Jerusalem, then form this new order called the Knights Templar
so
of Christ
that, like,
and the
their,
Temple
their
of Solomon.
Symbol
the
was
the Knights of King Solomon.
One horse with two knights, because they were so poor that every knight didn't get a horse. There was two knights and one horse on coins.
Well,
that
weren't they? Weren't they allegedly? You know, wasn't there a thing about that they were like
they were super poor, come out of squalor from nothing, grassroots movement type of thing. I'm saying.
Okay, but this quickly escalates, right? As swordsmen in the Crusade, they
quickly over 300 years or so.
No. By the time they form an order, right? So from the time when Jerusalem falls. 1099 to 1118. In that's 20 years, okay? They killed a lot of people and pillaged and stole a lot of money to start their bank in 1129.
In France.
Wherever.
No, it was
because
in France.
They had,
well, it was a travel, right? They had banks everywhere. That's
no,
what
they were
started the whole,
in France.
No, they were started in Jerusalem. In the Temple of Solomon. They are the Knights of the Temple.
This is what starts the Jewish
the
conspiracy
previous...
Here.
What led up to them being the Knights Templar, where they got that name from. There was another name they went by before that. The original emblem was of two knights on one horse to symbolize their modest beginnings in poverty.
Yeah, that's where this paupers part comes in.
So they
paupers?
Yeah, totally. Before that, they were connected to the Cathars. From the Greek, meaning the pure ones of southern France. Some sources say that the Cathars had its origins going back to Jesus Christ and the Holy Grail, and that they were protectors of a secret lineage.
Right, and this brings up the Holy Grail.
The Merovingians.
The Merovingian dynasties.
Yeah, and supposedly Mary Magdalene and Jesus had children and all that whole thing.
But that's only if that whole thing isn't bullshit. Does that make sense? Like, it's entirely a legend built on a fable,
and that's
which is
way
built
back
on a myth.
Before the Knights Templar, that's where their origins came from. So I'd like to start it out like that anyway. So continue on what you got. So that's where they started, and then they...
These are basically accounts that can be accounted from both sides of the story, right? From the winners and the losers. But I think here's what's the most cool part of this story, is Jacques de... What's his name? Jacques de Molay. Jacques de Molay was the last Grand Master of the Knights Templar in 1307 when the shit hit the fan, right?
Friday the 13th.
Friday, October the 13th. happened to be a Friday.
Well, it's a fun story to tell why they were like what were the charges brought against them?
That's a great story there as well. And it's and I don't
I got some stuff on that.
Go ahead.
So
well, the some of the charges were like defaming the cross and ripping apart the Bible and, you know, spitting doing all
pissing
sorts of
and spitting on the Bible.
Weird,
doing satanic rituals, burning children at the stake and eating babies and all kinds of crazy stuff was brought against those people, charges of that nature.
But their statement for why they did it is interesting as well. If you're taken by the enemy and they're going to make you do these things, so we have to train you now and teach you now about what's going on just to make sure that you're strong enough to not give up military information or any information you might have. You have to make sure you're strong enough to go through these things.
That was their defense.
So, I mean, that's a real solid. That's
and
a real.
Prince Phil the Fair of France, who implemented this whole thing. Well, he wasn't hearing any of that. Like, we had to do this. We had
blasphemers.
And so, well, I mean, they got executed a lot. And prisoners were taken also, as well as executions of all these Knights Templars from back then. Even they took prisoners of the higher ups in the ranks, didn't kill them. Kept them in dungeons below the King of France's castle.
But this Jacques de Molay was burned alive at the stake. And this is what's cool.
And called out to the death.
It was a massive turnout for his killing, Jacques de Molay.
He died a well-meaning death.
He says in his final words, "A curse upon your house, you, and I will be avenged inside of a year." Okay?
And the dude died within a year.
It's inside of a fucking month, dude. Yeah. There was zero messing around. But this is what's cool about the story. Not only does when he die, his bones are gone through, right? Like his remains. And they only find two femurs in the skull. And they, the Freemasons, they say three Freemasons went up to the body of the burned Jacques de Molay. They took the two bones and the skull. And that became their trademark for the next 400 years. Two bones and a skull and a flag.
The Skull and Bones Society.
And so the skull and crossbones were literally the extension of this very incident and the death of the Knights Templar. And so it goes from boom to boom to boom. And that is a direct correlation to Barack Obama.
Perfectly segued into the times of the day, the hour of the time. Here we are. This is the origins of the people that control what we see on the TV right now.
This is the Knights Templar brings a lot of things. The international banking, the Jewish conspiracy.
Started the whole thing.
Everything coming back to Israel.
It's perfect because where they got this thing, okay, they started way before this. We started in 1100 AD. And they were done at the Friday, October 13th, 1307. So there's a couple thousand years in between that. They had quite the impact, apparently, on everything. Because they, they fought in the Crusades and were a force to be reckoned with.
Right. The Crusades, I believe the final Crusade was actually done and over with at the end of when they did kill Jacques de Molay and the Knights Templar, that all three Crusades had run in those 300 years.
Yeah, it was way before that. So, that was even before they were technically the Knights Templar. They didn't even, they won
no,
the in
Crusades
the Crusades
happened.
So well. They were ordained by the Roman Catholic Church.
The order was formed.
It was formed before that, is my point. And then, so the aftermath of the First Crusades formed during the aftermath of the First Crusade.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
To maintain order and peace.
Right.
Through killing and torture.
And whatever they had to do.
Yeah. Why do you gotta judge? Judge all the time.
Here's the thing. After the repossession of the Holy Land from the Islamic forces that once controlled it.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
I know, right? Two veterans of the First Crusade decided the pilgrimages to the newly conquered Jerusalem needed to be protected. They sought sanction from the King of France to do these things at that point.
Yeah. But what's super interesting is when this order comes down to kill all the Knights Templar, there's a number of things going on.
This is way after that, though.
No, I'm talking hundreds of years after that.
I'm skipping ahead. That's cool.
Okay. Where are you going?
So we're going to have to take a break here. We're going to have to take a break here pretty soon. But
thought we had 10 minutes at least. Yep, 15.
15 minutes?
I thought so. No?
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 Production says...
Oh, production says no. Let me just escalate this then. So after them... when they conquered the... So when they want to get the pilgrimages to the newly conquered Jerusalem protected, they met with the King of France, and it was agreed, and they received the Temple Mount at Al-Aqsa Mosque as their base.
Right.
So they got all that as a base to... like protect that's the early roads 1100s. To them. Yes.
Yeah, and this is why all of our scary politicians worship Israel, right?
Because no, this is why all of our scary politicians worship Mithras.
Well, don't they worship Israel? Because that was the founding of the Knights Templar. That's where it was started. That's why they're all like gung-ho. All
right, I'm that close. No, I'm
Mithras was also started there, too, for the record. Mithras is the bull worship. He's the guy who killed the bull. And all the golden bull statues and every...
Yep, here we go, then.
Everybody who thinks it's okay to eat cows for food and sustenance is a Mithras worshiper. And they... Yeah, it's super evil.
Well, so they arrived in Jerusalem to protect the roads and pilgrims going to the Holy Land in 1119 AD. They began excavating underneath... the Dome of the Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Which was thought to be the site of Solomon's Temple. Solomon. Let's break down the words Solomon. Sol,
Son.
And on. All three words mean son. All three of those syllables mean son in all three of the dominant languages of the day, actually.
Yeah.
Temple of the Sun. So Solomon's Temple, they were digging underneath where it used to be. Whose sole purpose was to house the Ark of the Covenant, supposedly, also. And they actually did find something. For 7 years, they dug underneath the Temple Mount. Oh, yeah? 7 years before they found something. Something significant. Significant. Because after they found it, because it's unknown what they found, it was never made public what they found.
Right.
And they brought their findings back to Europe. And their knowledge of architecture and things were greatly made better. Like they made... you're looking at me like... You're looking at me like that, huh?
So bad. At me, huh?
So technically, they sparked the era of Gothic architecture.
Renaissance?
Which was the first translation of the Bible was into Gothic. Which is heretical, we've already established.
Best exemplified by...
From Latin or from...
Their first effort,
from
which was...
From Hebrew to Gothic.
Chartres Cathedral.
Or Aramaic, however you want to say the Bible was written in originally, but the Torah was written...
So, which brings me to my final point. What they found down there was the Ark of the Covenant. It was a bunch of scrolls and writings and instructional manuals on how
what
to
if it was just one fucking iPad?
Systems, how to control the masses, how to use all this
and all that shit
knowledge
was just PDFs
against
on the one iPad.
Everyone.
And that shit was just all saved as
and
PDFs.
And their dynasty still rules today.
Yes.
Y'all fucking laugh at me all you want. I don't care.
No,
that's
dude.
That's a fact.
That's the fact.
Just saying. This is the Freemasons.
That's the whole point. We've got to take a break coming up, apparently. So the Chartres, Chartres Cathedral.
We should
check that out.
We're going to touch back on this right when we get back from break. A little bit more on Knights Templar.
A little bit more, and then we're going to get into
we're
some
not quite
a,
done.
Artificial intelligence going to take over. You yourself are going to deal with a robot police cop before you die.
And we're going to have a group suicide at the end of the next segment, so stay tuned.
Stand up for what you believe. People in control wanna take what you need. Man, wanna make you bleed with the edge of the sword. So stand up, we ain't taking no more. Yo, my flow gets ill, you might get nauseous. You can take off the mask, baby, don't have caution. Lil Wayne wannabes, I'm sick of your nonsense. Quit lying about your shit and try to switch up the content. This ain't copy and paste, this is cotton your veins. Through the hours of achieving when relieving your pain, man. Threw you in the waste bin, rap is just a wasting. Whatever happened to rapping in your basement? This generation raised on nothing real, cause the drugs and the money got mass appeal. So they drown and they lick it and they pop another pill. And you stupid motherfuckers say marijuana kills for real. You ignore your intelligence, only taking in what these motherfuckers telling us. Only wanna buy what the record label's selling us. Land of the free, home of the brave. What the fuck?
Standing on your two knees, baby. What do you need?
So what you need, what you need, what you need, huh?
Stand up on your two feet, baby. That's how it's got to be.
They listen to your words, follow what you say, but you're blind, leading blurry eyes, try and show them to the pay. I hope they realize before they're too deep and it's too late, cause the drug game shows no mercy to those with a weak brain. It's hard to refrain, it becomes a daily routine, when your daily routine is influenced by the mainstream. Your visions become clouded, you'll be drowned at the scene. Know what I needed, just a bunch of booze and codeine, so don't take your last lane as an adolescent. Life is not something young and should lose as a lesson. I have done a lot, this is one of many confessions. Watch too many fall, trying to get too high in this session. So count your blessings and thank God for what you got. Stay lakeside cool while the mainstream stay hot. Life ain't a party, it's an intelligent plot. So don't end your story getting shot up on the block.
Standing on your two knees, baby. Tell me what do you need?
What you need, what you need, what you need, huh?
Stand up on your two feet, baby. That's how it's got to be.
That's just how it's gotta be.
Stand up. Girl, get off your knees. You don't need to hit the floor every time I play a safe. Please, and the haters can't hate. I know all of them will disagree. They can diss on me, but that's just how it's gotta be. I keep it low key, like there's a kilo in the keepsake. I only hit the draw. The rest to me is just a waste. Weed never lace, you know it's always the high grade. Leaping towards my goal, call me D-Way. Yeah, that ain't getting paid, not yet anyway. I'm just doing what I love, not doing it for the pay. All I gotta say is I'ma stand up for me, my group, my friends, and my family. In today's society, it's all self-centered assholes asking for some help and they act like it's a hassle. I fill up your plate in hungry times, but when worse comes to worse, I ask you to do the same for mine.
Standing on your two knees, baby, tell me what do you need? Oh, stand up on your two feet, baby, that's how it's got to be.
That's just how it's gotta be, y'all.
I got your face, but it sounds like you're in.
so back.
MTRadio.net is the place to be. If you like to listen to music, you should log on and check out every band that has been gracious enough to submit their life's work onto our website. That is like an immaculate conception.
That is really the way it happened.
It is.
From the Almighty down to us was MT Radio.
MT Radio equals the hand of God.
There's a beam of light that shines on this place.
It does.
A thousand beams of light.
And she is the most beautiful woman I've ever laid eyes on. I want to just caress every inch of her. Touch her in ways that she's never been touched before. I'm going to get so into you. God. I'm so into you, girl. So we're going MTRadio.net. If you want to call in, if you have something to
say. I'll
link
the play clean. Come back for seconds.
406-545-4496. Option one. Choose option one. That's where you get into the conversation of the evening, which is we're going to finish up on some Knights Templar real quick and then get into some artificial intelligence coming up on the flip of that.
Rise of the Machines.
We're going to segue from, as I like to put it, from forging swords to making microchips in 1,000 years.
Yep. 100 years.
And now we're selling drones. You see that Obama's now... Obama's a Freemason, right? And Obama's selling drones now, armed drones to...
school children?
Different. Yes. I wish. That would be awesome.
Other Freemasons, other places in the world.
Might as well be school children.
That's what I heard. It's an internet... Well, let's go over what we went over in the first segment. So... Freemasons come from the Knights Templar, and Skull and Bones is born out of the Knights Templar. The Freemasons, international banking was born out of the Knights Templar.
Right.
So the Jewish conspiracy, along with the international banking, is born out of the Knights Templar. Since it was founded in Jerusalem, that's where it has to have the roots in, is this Jewish conspiracy. And that has to be...
Judaism goes back way further than that, though.
Right, but for recent times, last 1,000 years, we can say that that's where it came from. That would make sense. And that would also lead to why our government is so blindly loyal to Israel, because it seems that they have to have that piece of land at all cost. They will give that piece of land whatever military firepower they want, can do whatever they want, because they will hold Jerusalem at all costs. It seems that way.
They got awesome shit over there.
The Temple of the Rock right now is held by Muslims.
Yeah.
And so, no, they're actually losing. Like, the Jews are losing.
I wouldn't even call them Jews. They're the people that are living in Israel that are holding that land down. I don't know if they really... Are they Jews? Are they not? I mean,
Freemasonry in and of itself is a attempt to rebuild the Temple of Solomon. Like, their entire goal, their end, is to have another awesome fucking temple.
Well, what are they waiting on? We got all this technology.
Under construction now. Are you kidding me?
We can't do it.
Under
construction.
Under construction. It's got a date, like 2018. It's supposed to be done. The new Temple of the Mount.
But it's not at the Temple of the Rock where it's supposed to be.
Well, yes and no. Depends on where you think it's supposed to be.
We have the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall, where Jews still go to pray. It's supposed to be attached to that fucking wall.
So this will be the third temple?
It would be the third temple, yes. If it were to actually happen. And Freemasons, in their inception, their entire goal of starting piracy and starting all of these things and having trade in the Mediterranean is to build another temple there fucking someday.
So, all right. Knights of the Templar, they found something under the Temple Mount, brought it back to Europe, started the Gothic Revolution of... architecture,
two men, one
and horse. Banking systems, and control of the population through soft means. They found, it was never said what they found, but my and others' speculation is they found scrolls, documents, instructional manuals on how to do these things and implement this way of life that has caught on so much that to this very day we're under their rule because of what they found,
like
there.
Their spell or something.
And so no one can argue that point. We're still under their rule. We're still under their spell. Still watching
I think it's got a
half-time
larger
game at the game at the football game.
I think it has
like a huge,
a larger spiritual connotation because I mean, when we talk about the Jewish conspiracy and the Age of Pisces and these kinds of things,
that goes way before that.
The Age of Pisces from 0 to 2000 AD or Anno Domini or CE or current era or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I hate that this new CE thing. That's bullshit.
Well, Anno Domini is not a very good
Anno
way
Domini
of, is the
in
year
the
of
year
our
of our Lord.
Yeah. And so it's not like a great way of otherwise calling time either. And so I mean, I don't know. I don't have like a preferred beginning date of time other than 20 million years ago when men stood upright for the first time. But yeah, there's the Jewish era is over. The age of Pisces is past.
It's the age of two men, one horse.
Yes.
Now. And so that's the point. The emblem originally, two men, one horse. If you thought two girls, one cup was bad... That's where they got that shit from. Two men, one horse.
These guys have run the world for the last 1,000 years, and I think that they have basically trashed it, and I think there's a new war forming right now all around us on every side, and these guys are fighting tooth and nail to not lose their control. They're losing it. They're losing heart.
They are. They are. I mean, how much longer can we keep going at this rate? Just
poisoning the next
poisoning
big
mother.
War. There's a big war coming
no,
up.
No, there is not.
No, there's a philosophical war going on right now. If this history and these dates and this shit we're talking about right now is either a history that we want to own up to and say that's our history of our people and we're going to continue the shit that they wanted to do then, or it's not. And you either have to pick a new team and fundamentally build all of these structures.
Well, that would be a renaissance, not a revolution.
No, these guys are the ones that caused the renaissance. These guys are the ones that were there for the French Revolution and the Renaissance and the American Revolution. These guys are behind all of that. We need something even bigger than that. It's mind-blowing. But, like, when you were to tell somebody, like, oh, we need to create the fucking internet. We're going to push data through the air to people for a whole municipality, like the professor says. That's the kind of thing we're going to have. Rules of the road are going to take over on the internet, I think.
We're going to get shut down. The internet's going to get extremely censored, and there will be no more Intel Scanner. So send your donations now, because.
And you can donate at Puppet Master Publishing. there's a PayPal, and you can donate by buying,
euros, pesos,
buying books, buying literature, buying T-shirts. Check it out. PuppetMasterPublishing.com.
So should we move on to AI?
So what do you think about AI? So from the sword to the microchip, they took it from we're going to dominate you through force to we're going to dominate you through information.
Technology. Through.
Through propaganda. Through what you see. Through social means and beliefs. We're going to change the meanings of words. It's so Orwellian what is going on right now. The meaning of racist, the meaning of sexist, the meaning of truism even is getting contorted to a, are you a truther? Are you an anti-vaxxer? Are you a Republican for fuck's sake? Oh my God.
Do you even 9/11?
Do you even 9/11?
When you hear all these terms like racist and feminist, just understand that those are just communist words.
Politically correct.
Those are just words to divide people. It's all Joseph Stalin, Bolshevik. That's all it is. Just to divide people. That's why they put it out there that, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes is the master race. That was just to divide the Nazis by their looks. I mean, no Nazi ever said ever that blonde hair, blue eyes was
so
bad.
Now they,
never, ever.
They've devised computers and technological advancements to make it a kinder, gentler sort of thing. I would like to bring up a thing now. To anyone out there listening, 406-545-4496, option one. If you're a veteran, if you have to go to the VA, the people that are deciding your health care now are not people. They've created a new artificial intelligence program to decide who gets treatment and who doesn't based on a bunch of stuff. It's called Watson.
How many people you killed overseas?
The Watson technology that they're implementing in all of the VA hospitals across the country, are a computer is deciding if you get treatment or not. Is that a death panel? Or is that a just an advancement to make things better for everyone?
Both?
Do you want to get treated if you got your foot blown off and you need a new prosthetic foot and painkillers and treatment for the rest of your life and be taken care of because you served your country? Do you want a computer deciding whether you get your treatment or not?
Okay, I think you're sidetracking the issue a little bit. You're, instead of talking about the technology itself, you're talking about which parties are using it. Now, technology is a tool, and like any tool, can be used for good or bad, or even benign purposes. Yes,
tools.
And no, I don't agree that IBM's Watson algorithm that you might have seen on Jeopardy should be making those decisions solely. No, I don't agree with that. But as a tool, can it help humans make decisions? It's just like we use a spreadsheet to help, you know, figure out numbers and stuff. Yes, it can be a useful tool.
It's ultimately, the spreadsheet, like putting data into its own spreadsheet to make decisions on its own.
Ultimately, taking the human factor out of these decision-making processes.
It's too many people.
Well, that's a dangerous slippery slope.
Too many people
slope.
Are milking yes. it. Too many people are milking it.
As
know?
As a use of technology continues, yeah, we should never remove the human element from human decisions.
You have to.
We're way past that.
And that's where it's going so bad. That is so where it's going. They're making drones, autonomous robots that will make decisions on their own.
They're already doing it.
A perp, a suspect, or to tase.
They've already been doing that.
Keep them alive and bring them in for due process. The whole due process thing is going to be taken out of the equation. The whole human decision-making process is taken out of the equation also, and being left up to computers that are designed to make these decisions for us.
So let's
really
let's put this on the table for just a second. Are you really fucking afraid of the computer making decisions? Like, is that what the issue is? Because, like, if you fundamentally don't believe that artificial intelligence is smarter than you are, then it would maybe give you cause to fear it.
Here, look at this analogy. The ABS system in your car, the analog brakes.
Ooh, good. I want to go there. Yeah.
Now, this is a computer making a decision to selectively apply the brakes when it detects a slippery surface. How do you feel about that?
Don't like it.
Oh, it's going to be implemented to our grandchildren will not get
now,
their driver's licenses.
In most situations, it improves stopping distance, but not always. You know, sometimes a professional with their foot on the brake could do better, but it's making decisions in microseconds and applying these decisions so much faster than a human could, and there's usually a net benefit. So you have to, you know, it comes down to statistics. Are the computers in, say, the VA case, are they overall making better decisions than the people? That's the question you should ask.
That's entirely the question.
That depends.
Is it? So what is the value of human
exactly
life?
What is the government?
Are they taking that into consideration, the value of each and every individual?
The government,
human
absolutely,
life?
Yes.
No, the computer is, but the government didn't when it sent those men there in the first place. The computer is trying to save every person's life.
There is a value on every human life, and the taxpayers. It's right. All divided on how much tax we pay, and that's the money that's available for them all. So there's a maximum value there.
So if we can kill 10 people to be able to afford to hire 10 new teachers, is that worth it? For the children.
What position are you arguing? Where the hell did you come up with the fact that we should take care of the soldiers who fought for the country?
Right. It should be Lockheed Martin and Boeing and Serco that take care of the wounded soldiers, right?
Entirely.
They're the ones that profit. Entirely.
Entirely.
Amen. Amen.
Like,
thank you.
Yes. In no way am I, do I give a damn.
Excellent point.
About my peers who
yes.
went off to fight for some stupid fucking war. I told them not to go.
Right.
I said, don't fucking go, yes. man. This is fucking stupid.
Right.
You're my friend, and I don't want you to go because you are going to die for some shit that we don't
believe. Or worse, end up in a wheelchair or something. Even worse.
Or worse, live and be disfigured.
Yeah.
And fucking caved in head.
Get your hands blown off. Oh, that's
unreconcilable way. Yes. No. And your whole life has changed because you had teenage view of some sort of valiant effort to be a part of
something. But at least Raytheon got to make some money, though, so that's cool.
And if you now have PTSD because you are so fucking psychologically disturbed now from being so fucking stupid in the first place to go over there.
That's in a row.
You were fucking psychologically
disturbed. Well, this is where the artificial intelligence comes into play. More, even so more. So now we have drones that are microscopic. We can inject into our soldiers to make them forget about anything.
Our soldiers, dude. Don't say our soldiers.
Ours.
Their soldiers.
Ours.
The government soldiers.
Do men choose to be soldiers? And that means they're heretics. As far as my religious creed is concerned. If you have already signed up to say that I'm going to kill other people for something, if my whatever my stupid shit is
well, there's a time yes. there's a time
Storm
to kill. No,
there is
villages. There is a time to kill, sure.
When other soldiers
when you're being invaded, right. When you're being invaded and the invading forces, sure. Then there's a time to protect yourself and kill but to go overseas and strap on a cool uniform and got all fancy guns and kill people, no.
If you want to fight for your country, if you have fought for your country, if you were fooled into fighting for your country, call us now at 406-545-4496, option 1, 406-545-4496, option 1. Call us up.
I would just like to say I agree with what N-Word is saying there, and it's even ascribed in the name of the department that for which they're fighting, the Defense Department. They're there for defense. And that's what they're supposed to be there, but we use them for all kinds of things.
You know what's funny is that it used to be called the Department of War up until the Vietnam War.
Now it's the DOD.
Yeah. Now we're, we're here for DOD. Defense. We ain't no Department of War. It's
we're the DOD. Now we're the DOD. It's very soft. And
it's the Ministry of Peace. It's the Ministry of Peace. We're not the Ministry of War.
We don't owe those stupid fucks anything, is my point. So if you're a soldier and you got hurt, that's on you.
No, well, yeah.
You're the one who fucking decided to go. There was no draft. You chose. You wanted that $20,000.
You wanted the fancy car.
You thought you would get fucking laid. You went for your own fucking reasons, and it's not my fault that you came back with PTSD, that you were disillusioned while in Fallujah murdering women and fucking children. Nobody feels sorry for you, bro. Okay? Nobody fucking feels sorry for your legless...
Some people do.
No, not deep down, or these people wouldn't be on the streets. We wouldn't have VAs backlogged. We wouldn't have things like this if anybody gave a shit about them, and we don't because they're the fucking idiots.
You know what's sad about our media is that they'll have
that's
the soldiers
strong fucking standpoint. Right
that
there,
very
though.
Strong. And just the other day they had the active duty soldiers that just came back from Afghanistan. They had a big huge pageantry thing at Helena, and it was just yesterday or the day before. And it made me think, they don't have any big pageantry sessions for the veterans, for people that have been discharged from the military. They're already done and flushed down the toilet. Government doesn't give a fuck. Oh, but you're active duty? You're actively killing people? You're actively serving Lockheed Martin and Boeing?
Then they'll give you a prosthetic foot.
Dude,
so you can go back into tour again.
You want
to
keep killing? Oh, well, let's get you a back rub, a blowjob, a fake foot, and get killing.
All that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only people who are done killing that we don't give a fuck about. Yeah,
because
you're the pussy. That you're the pussy
sucks
who pussed
so
down.
You're
a fucking murderer.
You didn't die on the battlefield.
That makes me sick.
You're not welcome
to
come home
as
far as I'm concerned.
You should have died on the battlefield. That's exactly...
You
didn't fight for my freedom, I'll tell
soldier.
You that.
Yeah.
You have no use
I
anymore.
Spend more time on Chinese websites playing video games with Chinese fucking kids and Indian kids and Norwegian fucking kids and Iraqi fucking kids. The people that I spend my time with in my community are not fucking oppressed. Okay? Everywhere on the whole earth, if you're up to computer science and you want to build better AIs that can do surgery without surgeons so that we can fix more people faster, that nobody's out to get you. Those people don't have armies. There is no army of the University of Notre Dame. There is no military of Oxford University.
There is.
The information has its own army, though. In a sense.
I'm glad you brought up some of the other applications to artificial intelligence. Obviously, there's a couple applications that were mentioned that most people here aren't impressed with.
We haven't gotten to sex robots. We got some good ones coming.
No, we're coming up, yeah.
If, to have an artificial algorithm that could help you solve complex math equations, discover new physics, that kind of stuff.
The calculator, man. They already come up with that.
That thing can harvest my crops and I can go to bed on a reasonable time and not hate my fucking life for being a farmer and having, if I could get a robot to do just one fucking of those jobs at 5 o'clock in the morning, I have a better life as a farmer.
I mean, they already have algorithms that are self-evolving, working on creating software. They have computers making computer software, and people, software developers like I do. Can use them because you feed it constraints. You feed it what you want it to produce, and it figures out through many evolutions an optimal way to do it. And that is saving a worker valuable time.
Thousands of man hours,
that's
dude.
That's the scariest part of AI right there. So now we create an intelligent being that is better than a human.
So you're saying
that is capable of creating more intelligent beings than itself.
No. We have to teach it everything it knows.
Well, no, it'll learn.
The humans are responsible.
That's AI.
Yes, we are responsible for putting constraints on the system.
Their motivations.
But it is just a system and a tool that can be used. And I sense a deep fear of technology from you.
All right, well, this is where this comes into play.
And me.
As the universe itself likes to put its consciousness into things that can have the capacity to run the program. If you create a program better than our own human program, the consciousness of the universe will fill it and make it be better
for
than
one,
us.
For one, it's really just a theory at this point, whether we even can create something that's wholly better than the human mind. Yes, we've created things that can do specific tasks better, but at this point, they cannot experience human emotions. All these things that are part of the human element are still very far away from artificial intelligence.
Each year for 20 years, the technology has doubled on that. And if that continues, that would mean that there will be a being created in our lifetimes better than a human.
That's the idea of the singularity.
That will create a consciousness that is better than us.
Right.
That will create,
that can learn faster than we can learn.
Better than it.
Right.
And then we will either be one of two things: regarded as boring and superfluous and left alone, or eradicated because we are superfluous and boring.
Because
one or the other.
Useless eaters. It all comes back to, because the machine will just see you as what are you providing? Be like, well, we can do the mining. We can produce the oil. We can do all this. What do we need humans for? That's the way the machines will see us.
Unless you're in favor of stopping all technological progress, the real question is, how do we keep ourselves relevant? Is that the question?
I don't think we can.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. How do we keep ourselves relevant to that? If you have
we have 1 minute.
You should say what you think would keep the human race relevant to a race far beyond our capacity as the creators of that new race.
Can I end on one other
parent-child
aspect?
Role.
Final thoughts.
Final thought is that there has never been a human ant war. We have never gone to full-fledged nuclear holocaust against ants, and I don't see us doing that in the future. And if something else does come along that views us as ants, they're going to be like, oh, that's so cute. I bet you I could build like a thing and put them in a little ant house and watch them fucking do their
stomp
thing.
Stomp on a few. Light a few on fire.
Yeah, but you're not going to kill them all. They're fucking ants.
I love everyone that listens to this. And shout out to Boo Boo and Ray and the D. Jenna, I love you.
Intel Scanner. Tuesday nights.